traveling back from Cape Town, I was asking our Father, what does he want to share with us? Because we know that as a nation we celebrate Mother's Day, and really what's on our Father's heart. And one of the things that he shared with me was the revelation of God as Father that will bring a lot of healing into lives of people. Because in reality, many, many, many women, many mothers, many daughters, many children are crying out for where is the fathers of our nation. And so fatherhood is a big thing, and God wants to, by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bring about the revelation of his fatherhood. So that's what we're going to be doing today, and we're going to be just praying about this. We're going to be sharing a little bit, and also I want to just give to you a very simple but yet powerful key to be able to connect more deeply to the Father's heart than what one currently is experiencing right now. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So let's pray together. Father, what a privilege it is that we can be called your children. You are our Father. Today as we come, we know your Holy Spirit enables us to know you as Abba Father. Holy Spirit, you testify to our spirit, Abba Father, that we are children of God. So we receive today, Father, from you the ministry of Holy Spirit to empower, to enable us to give revelation of you as our Heavenly Father. Our Lord Jesus, you are the way to the Father. If we do not know you, we will never know the Father. So we want to thank you that you came to reveal the Father. You came to make the Father known to mankind. And so we want to thank you for what you have done. And so today, your relationship with the Father, we want to, in a sense, be established in that same relationship. That oneness that you have with the Father and the Father with you, likewise, we too are able to have that same oneness. So we ask now, Lord, that you will help us, you will teach us, you will just reveal the Father to us in a way that each and every one of us will know that you are truly our Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, as you, in a sense, introduce us to the Father in a deeper way than what we have experienced up till now. And this we receive for your glory and for your honor. Amen. Like I said, I really believe that God wants to really restore fatherhood. We speak about mothers and we celebrate the life of mothers. We celebrate the life of not only our natural mothers, but also spiritual mothers, as they take a lot of time in praying and in pouring their lives out in the spiritual reality as well as in the natural motherhood, to be able to see the children of God, also the physical, as physical children, to grow and to really achieve and become the best people that is possible. So great respect, a great honor, and a great thankfulness to the mothers of our nation who have impacted our lives tremendously. In John chapter 14, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he's been speaking about what's going to be taking place, his betrayal, his his death. And he then shares with his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know that the way to the place where I'm going." And then Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes," and this is important, "no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And throughout the ministry of Jesus, he came to make the Father known. That's what he was doing. So all the works, the signs, the wonders, the teaching, his interaction with humanity, all of that was revealing the Father. And that's what Jesus says over here. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Don't you know me, Philip?" Very important. "Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not my own words. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves, because the evidence of the miracles is revealing the fatherhood of God." So when you look at every miracle, you look at all the signs and wonders that Jesus did amongst mankind, all of that, you will see the revelation of the fatherhood of God. God the Father is making himself known. And this is a big deal, because as we pray for the healing to take place, we also know that the fruit of the healing, of God restoring and healing us in our growth in knowing God as Father, the fruits, we will begin to see the works of God through us, will be the revelation of the Father. Those works will be whatever, works of compassion, works of mercy, you know, whatever it may be, touching people's lives, feeding, healing, whatever it may be. But now we will see more and more those works will be such a revelation of our Heavenly Father's love for mankind. Okay, so we've been praying for the body of Christ. Our assignment is in John chapter 17. We're going there now. Our assignment that our Lord Jesus has given to us at this time in praying for our nation is first of all to pray for the family of God. In Proverbs 4 verse 23, the writer writes over there that, "Guard your heart above all, protect your heart, look after your heart, because it is the wellspring of life." And so if we as the children of God have got many, many wounds, fatherhood wounds, because of bad fathering or whatever it may be, whatever it is, if our hearts are not made whole, it is very, very difficult to make our Heavenly Father known to people. So God wants to heal our hearts so that, because it's the wellspring of life, so that we can reveal to a nation what our Heavenly Father's like. Many of us, we've grown up, so we know how to make religion known. We do not really know the true Father, and the Holy Spirit is helping us to really know the true Father. And so, God today, part of our prayer, part of our proclamation and the prophetic utterance today will be for a nation, first of all, for a body of Christ to have a revelation of the fatherhood of God, to bring the healing of Father into our hearts so that we can be a blessing to a nation. We can touch a nation so a nation can experience the deeds, the works of the Father in their lives. Okay. And so our nation needs the revelation of the Father through us as the body of Christ. So we're praying for that now, and that's why our first assignment is for the family of God. Now, here we see that Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. For now on you do know him and have seen him." In John 17, and this is what I wanted to share today, Jesus prays, and he said in verse 1, after Jesus said this, he looked up toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come." And that is what God wants to help us to understand. Jesus says, "Father," and he is inviting you and I to listen to the prayer of Jesus. to connect. So you, if you want to experience something very profound, is to just sit still and enter into this conversation of Jesus and listen to him say, Father. Something profound takes place within us when he says, Father. See, in Romans chapter 8, let's go there quickly. Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read there verse 15 onwards. We read over here, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again, but again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him, by the spirit of sonship, by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. When God started to share with me about wanting to do something in this nation concerning fatherhood, I started to engage, I started to seek the way, what does he want to do, how does he want to do it. And he took me back to our assignment that we have in John 17. And I got stopped at Jesus saying, Father. Because what's so important in this is that the relationship that Jesus has with his Father and that his Father has with his Son is the exact same relationship that the Father has with you and I and we have with our Father. There's no difference. And I found that as I began to listen and just enter into Jesus saying, Father, I found as I also began just to verbalize Father together with Jesus, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, what we read here in Romans chapter 8, the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. That takes place. And so I began to experience a deeper oneness with the Father, more than what I have known before. I began to experience, because you enter into that incredible relationship, that oneness that Jesus and the Father have. That oneness is the same for you and I. That's why Jesus prays in John 17. He prays and he says, Father, let them be one as you and I are one. Because he's speaking about as he and the Father in this Father-Son relationship, this oneness between Father and Son, he's asking the Father that we may be just like that, one, as he and the Father are one. We mustn't sell ourselves short. This is our inheritance, because as we carry on in Romans 8, now if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. In Galatians chapter 4, we see the same thing, just a little bit different, more insight over here, where Paul is speaking about the same thing. And so in Galatians 4, verse 4, but when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, a Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. That's incredible. Because again, we see over here that when Jesus, when he was leaving, he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to ask the Father for the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, this is John 14, when the Holy Spirit comes, I and the Father will come and make our dwelling. I will not leave you as orphans. So Jesus, he gets raised from the dead, he ascends to the Father, and then he asks the Father, Father, place yourself in that conversation. Listen to that conversation between Jesus and the Father. Father, I come now and I ask for Holy Spirit to be sent and to go and dwell within mankind, because the Holy Spirit is going to make this oneness, you as the Father, real to them. Because the Holy Spirit is going to be the one who's going to testify to their spirit that you are their Father, my Father, their Father. So that they too, as I can say Abba Father, they will also be able to say Abba Father. And to know you Father as I know you. Okay, so that is what Jesus is praying when he's asking for the Holy Spirit. And so when you and I, because we read here in Galatians 4, to redeem those under the law that they might receive the full rights of sons. Okay, that's not only this boy, that's the family, sons and daughters of God. The full rights of sons, because you are children of God, if we can put it that way. God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. Same Holy Spirit within Jesus. While he was on the earth, he could cry, Abba Father, he could say Father. Same Holy Spirit that was in Jesus is the same Holy Spirit that's in you and I. And that is why when you and I just listen and connect with Jesus, Father, we find Holy Spirit testifying with our spirit, Abba Father, the Father of Jesus. Is our Father as well. That oneness, that relationship with the Father and His Son Jesus is the same relationship that the Father has for you and I. It's very, very, very profound. And I found this to be an incredible key for healing to take place. What did we read there in John chapter 14? That Jesus is the way to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. If you know me, you know the Father as well. So when you and I can just connect, knowing Jesus in his prayer to the Father, we get to know, because we're knowing Jesus, we're spending time, we're recognizing, Lord, just listen to you speak to the Father. The Spirit testifies with our spirit, and we get to know the Father as well. Okay. This is, as I said, is probably going to be the most important, incredible healing key that our Lord Jesus is giving to you and I, because He is the way to the Father. And as we listen to Jesus, as we hear Him speak Father, just simply like that, it's nothing big, nothing complicated, it's a simple truth to listen to Jesus say Father, and we connect and also with Him, Father, and you start to find something profound taking place. Why do you think Jesus, when His disciples asked, teach us how to pray, Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, He began and said, let me teach you how to pray, our Father. Our Father. He didn't say your Father or my Father. He said our Father. Your Father, my Father. Our Father. The starting point of really knowing what the kingdom of God is about, the starting point of knowing the Father's provision, protection, the Father's incredible glory, all of that comes from the place of knowing Him as our Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father. Jesus came to bring glory to the Father. And I found, as I began to practice this, I found there that the reality of knowing the heart of the Father becomes far greater. There's no guesswork. There's no, I wonder what your will is. I wonder what this, I wonder what that is. Somehow you connect it to the very heartbeat of the Father. And from that place, you start to get the revelation of the fatherhood of God. And then it's much easier to see what the Father wants to do with His mighty work so that people can experience the fatherhood of God. And now you start to connect with that in the anointing of the Holy Spirit as you respond, because now it's from the place of knowing the Father's heart for people. And that's the difference. Okay, that brings glory to the Father. That's when Jesus says, you can ask anything in my name, and you can ask the Father anything in my name, and I will do it so that the Father will be glorified in my name. And that's what he's teaching us now. So for us as the body of Christ, as we just listen and press in and in one way or the other connect, lean in, listen to Jesus speak to the Father, press into the prayers of Jesus as he speaks to the Father, and you will find the Holy Spirit testifying with your spirit, Abba Father. That oneness, you will enter into a depth of oneness that is beyond what we know right now. You'll enter into an intimacy, a oneness, and just healing taking place. And I'm speaking from my own personal experience as I began to practice this and spend time just listening to Jesus and connecting to him saying, Father. We can all do this. We just got to listen to Jesus saying, Father, and then verbalizing with him, Father. As we say, Father, the Spirit of God testifies with our spirit, Abba, Father. Powerful, powerful, powerful. In John 17, when Jesus is praying for the disciples, but he's also praying for you and I who believe the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 20, Jesus says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. So we see here in this prayer of Jesus again, as he's praying, speaking to his Father, and he's once again, Father, this oneness that you and I have, this Father-Son bonding, this incredible intimacy, I ask that those who are still going to believe will also come into the reality of this oneness. And that is why Jesus asked the Father for the Holy Spirit, because it's by the Holy Spirit that we experience this oneness. Jesus said, remember, when the Holy Spirit comes, I and the Father will come and make our home within you. You'll then know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me and you are in me. Okay, this is the oneness. This is what we're speaking about, the fatherhood of God, for us to enter into and know this in a greater level. But notice what he says over here, that when we grow into this oneness, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world. So that's why we're praying for the family of God, so that South Africa, the unsaved, they will know that the Father has sent his Son Jesus, and that the Father has loved you and I, even as, just as, the Father has loved his Son Jesus Christ. Okay, we want to now grow as body of Christ to live in the reality of being loved by our Father, knowing that love of the Father. So today, is as we have the communion, it's a time where you can just sit with Jesus, listen to him speak the name Father, and just allow him to bring the healing in your life. Holy Spirit will testify. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. The Holy Spirit is able to bring about truth. So all the damage, all the hurt, remember, Satan is the father of lies. God is the father of all truth. Okay? And so there's a lot of lies that we have taken upon ourselves, we have believed, and today God wants to start a process of tremendous healing so that we get to know him as Father. Throughout the week, continually just sit with Jesus and just say, Lord, I want to listen to you say Father. It may be a bit tough at the beginning because your mind might be going crazy. Press in, but Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. You're the one that testifies, and I'm just going to say with you, Jesus, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Okay, and start to experience. So let's pray together. Father, today we'll come and thank you that you are the Father of all mankind. The very word Father means the giver of life. And you have given life to mankind. So today, our Father, we come and we bring, first of all, the body, your family, not only in this nation, but today we want to open up in the body of Christ in all the nations. And we thank you for your children in every city, town, every village, all over the world. We thank you, Father, for your family. Today we ask by your Holy Spirit that the revelation that comes through your Son Jesus of you being our Father will be established in the hearts of your children, of us as your family. So today we thank you for this, Lord God, and we give you the praise and the glory for that. Lord, we thank you for the healing. We thank you, Jesus, for you introducing us to the Father. And we thank you that you asked the Father for Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, you have come into our lives so that we know we are no longer orphans, but we are truly children of God. We thank you that you have poured your love into our hearts. And today I'm asking that we will know how to live loved by you so that the world will know, that the world will know, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus Christ for the world to be saved. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. On Wednesday evening, many of us were just coming together, praying, seeking. And I want to just now release a prophetic word that was received as well for today. The Spirit of the Lord says, "My child, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Before you were born, I was thinking of you. When you were born, I rejoiced over you. And now every day I have so much love for you in my heart, it overflows. Please take a moment and know that I love you. The time has come, and it is now, says the Lord, that I will heal the broken hearts. I will pull out the thorns of unforgiveness and bitterness. I will cut open the infected wounds of your heart and clean it out. Healing for the brokenhearted is here, and it's for now. So therefore, bring your hearts, my children, and allow me access into those hidden parts you nurture in your loneliness. Bring your hearts that are in a million little pieces. I am your healer. I am your Father. Child of God, the name of Jesus we decree over you, inner strength to forgive those who have hurt you and complete healing of your broken heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. And also in the name of Jesus, we decree over you strong, healed, and receptive hearts to receive the love your Heavenly Father generously pours into your hearts through His Holy Spirit. And now with His love in your hearts, we decree that you will wholeheartedly receive the Spirit of adoption that will urge you to and prompt you and lead you to shout Abba towards God, your Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.